New York State has had legal abortion since 1970. That's 3 years before the landmark ruling of the abortion rights case Roe v. Wade. But advocates and many Democratic politicians, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, say it's not enough. Now some say the issue could play a role in the governor's race. Karen DeWitt reports.
For the past several years, Cuomo and Democrats in the legislature have pressed for a measure. It would codify the abortion rights provisions in Roe v. Wade into New York law. It's known as the Reproductive Health Act. While New York was one of the first states to legalize abortion, advocates say the law is antiquated and needs to be updated. Andrea Miller is president of the National Institute for Reproductive Health.
We treat abortion as a crime still in our criminal code instead of the health code where it belongs. We don't allow the kinds of advanced practice clinicians who can, based on their training and scope of practice, offer care. And we don't fully ensure that birth control is affordable and accessible to everyone.
The measure has been blocked, though, by Republicans who lead the state Senate. Cuomo, in a statement issued after Justice Kennedy's retirement was announced, condemned the GOP state senators for refusing to pass what he says is critical legislation. But Cuomo's challenger in the Democratic primary for governor, Cynthia Nixon, says the governor has not done enough during the past 8 legislative sessions to achieve a Democratic-led state Senate. She says they could have approved the Reproductive Health Act. Nixon says Cuomo condoned a group of breakaway Democrats who helped Republicans stay in power in the Senate. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, a Democrat who is running as an independent for governor, also backs the Reproductive Health Act. The Republican candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro, does not back the measure. He says it would expand the right to choose abortion to late in a pregnancy, and he says it would allow, in some cases, healthcare professionals who are not doctors to perform some procedures. Molinaro is personally against abortion, but he says he would not block those rights for others. He says he believes the right to choose abortion is settled law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.